From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a university that has been at the forefront of defending affirmative action said that it will stop considering race when admitting new students. For more than 10 years, the University of Michigan has fought for its affirmative action program, going all the way to the Supreme Court in 2003. And then, this past November, Michigan voters approved a statewide ban on affirmative action in public institutions. The ban outlaws preferential treatment based on race, gender, color, ethnicity, and national origin.
The university found itself in a tough spot. They had already admitted some students for the fall of 2007, using race as one consideration. But to continue with the admissions process and follow the new law, they would have to admit the rest of the students using different standards, standards that did not include race and gender. The day after the November election, University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman defended her commitment to diversity on campus.
I'm deeply disappointed that the voters of our state have rejected affirmative action as a way to help build a community that is fair and equal to all. But we will not be deterred in the all-important work of creating a diverse and welcoming campus. We will not be deterred.
That was last November. Today, the University of Michigan announced its admissions process will comply with the ban. The school will continue defending affirmative action in court. We'll hear from some Michigan students in just a moment, but first, an interview with University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman. I spoke to her earlier today about the new policy.
While I am very disappointed that we won't have the tool of affirmative action, we are absolutely committed at the University of Michigan to having a diverse learning environment because we know it's best for all students. Right after the vote, I initiated a task force, a very rapid-acting task force called Diversity Blueprints, and we are getting ideas from our community. We're going to work hard at this because we know that the goal of diversity has not been banned, and we're going to use every single means that we possibly can. That'll be outreach, that'll be using our alumni networks, that'll be using our current students as we build great student bodies at Michigan.
But when you rely on the alumni network and when you do that kind of outreach, with this ban on any kind of gender or racial preference, how do you do that? What can and can't you do?
You know, the legal environment is still not interpreted. The courts have not interpreted this for us, and so there are a lot of areas that we still don't know. In fact, we're waiting for an executive order review from the governor, from the Civil Rights Commission, that will come out in February. We're going to move cautiously. We are removing race and gender from consideration in admissions and undergraduate aid and aid across the institution, but we still have many other ways that we can reach out to students and get a diverse environment here. We have a holistic review process. We consider academic achievement and challenging courses above all, but we also consider geography, socioeconomic status, the kind of school you went to, your artistic talents, whether you were involved in extracurricular activities. There are many, many different factors we look at in admissions.
You've said time and time again that diversity matters, and I think you've said that it matters more today than at any other time in history. Why does it matter, and why now more than ever?
The demographics of our country are changing dramatically, and we know that when our students go out and work in the real world in their careers, they have to understand and work with people from different cultural backgrounds, different races, different experiences, different ethnic backgrounds, and we give them those tools here at the university. I mean, we find that today many, many students come to the university having had no experience with someone different from themselves in high school. And so we provide that wonderful environment here, and we think it shows in the success of our students when they go out in the real world.
Sounds like confusing times there at the university, and aren't we midstream in terms of the admission process for the upcoming school year?
You know, the reason that we sought the stay in the district court is, in fact, that we were midstream in the admissions process, and we were worried about chaos that might ensue from having two different standards. And so we were heartened when we received the stay and then disappointed when it was lifted at the circuit court. But we are planning to move forward because, for us, it's a timing issue. It's a timing issue because we cannot delay now in order to build the class for 2007. We believe very firmly that the court process will take too long and that we simply can't stop our process.
So you'll have a class that was admitted under two different standards.
We will.
Michigan is now the third state to ban the use of any kind of gender or race-conscious school admissions policies. If you look to Texas and California to provide some kind of guide, the other two states that have dismantled their affirmative action programs, what do you expect to see in terms of your student body there in Ann Arbor?
Well, you know, we learned a lot from the California experience. California immediately saw a rather dramatic drop in the percentage of minority students who applied to the universities of California across the board. You know, we are hoping to learn from some of the mistakes that they made. We are hoping to be able to do a robust outreach, because what I don't want to do is to see a tremendous drop-off in the number of minority students who apply to the University of Michigan or the number that accept our offer when we admit them. It's really important to us to keep a diverse applicant pool, and we're going to do everything we can to make that a reality.
Given the outcome of the election and the voters' support for this ban on affirmative action, is the leadership at the university out of step with the voters in the state?
Well, I certainly don't believe so, because the proposal did not ban a diverse campus. The proposal banned the use of a tool, and that's affirmative action. So we still have the strong goal of having a diverse campus, and we're going to do everything that we can to achieve that.
President Coleman, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mary Sue Coleman is the president of the University of Michigan.